A day in the life of Paul O'Mahony at work. Yeah, today, how did it begin? It began with me not taking my daughter to school. So I had a little bit of time at home. I used that time to use Twitter and to make a few contacts around Cork. I went on to my Cork, Ireland list on Twitter and I tweeted with a few people. I sent on a few links that they had shared to other people. The most interesting thing in my head that I can remember right now is that I connected AJ Leon from Misfit Inc. With somebody, and it's so interesting that I can't even remember who, but Nomad, traveling around the world, making stories, that's what AJ Leon is like, and I wanted to introduce him to somebody else, somewhere else in the world. So that whole kind of connector type side of me was active. And I'm doing that because it amuses me, because I love it actually, because I have a passion for making connections between people that I meet in one place and people I meet in another place. And I absolutely love when I can say to somebody face to face or over coffee or down the phone or over Twitter to say, hey, I know somebody who you might like to speak to. You know, to me, I do that all the time. And I get a huge buzz out of it. I also have some idea. I'm not completely divorced from the job of earning my living. I have some idea that someday one of these connections will result in something extraordinary happening, and the people will be so grateful to me that they'll hire me to play a small role in their new business. You know, so I do actually have a selfish motive as well. But I do it even if I, without any thought of getting reward from it. But the universe may give me a reward someday, and that's kind of how I think. So I then did some kind of rushing around trying to get a few more things finished off, mainly to do with blogging. I have put up a blog on my personal blog and a blog on my business blog in the last 24 hours as a result of inspiration from Diane Brogan. And I'm very interested in what that's doing. The comments I've had in have been extraordinary, I have to say. And, you know, you'd have to listen to read my blog to see the comments. But for as far as I'm concerned, they have been extraordinary. And they come at a time in my life when, you know, anything could happen. I have no idea more than anybody else of what's going to happen next. But it is possible that something will come around the corner, not just a motor car coming for me as I drive back to my house, because I went down to Cafe Beva next and I had a meeting with Roger Overall, the documentary photographer, my great friend. We're both do work together in business. We are also close personal friends, and I treasure him. And we had a good long discussion about business in the cafe, in Cafe Beva. And we told each other stories about what we're doing. You know, I gave him a really good listening to, asked him a whole load of, you know, powerful questions about what his plans are and how he's going to move this forward or that forward. In other words, and the great thing is that Roger and I have these kind of conversations. And I am so curiously and passionate, and I care so much for his success, because to be blunt, I think him to be one of the most talented people I know. And I like being around talented people. So this is me shouting out for him. If you don't know him, you can find him at Cork Foodie, and you can find him in various other places. Just internet, Google him, Google his name, and you'll find him. So that was Roger Overall. But at the end of it, I then managed to have a small slot of time where I told Roger Overall about my new client. So I'd given him a really good listening to, and he gave me a bit of a listening to about it. And in fact, he's in the car behind me now, because I'm about to... He's helping me with producing my first ebook. And I haven't got time now to tell you all the details about the production of the new ebook, but Roger Overall is going to help me to produce the new ebook, and it's going to be ready in time for that Festival of Literature, the Dylan Thomas Festival. You can hear the dog now. Roger and I are both going to walk into the house. We've come in separate cars. I'm going to give him a hard drive to take away, and neither of us have time for anything else other than the honey. Hey, Rocky. Say hello. Say hello to the people. Come on. Come on, Rock. Come on in. Come on in here. Into this. Okay, so we're back in my office. So I haven't got time to say any more, but that's a little diary introduction to the kind of... Oh, one last thing. I got a new client yesterday, and I was able to tell Roger about the incredibly fundamental meaning. We got right dumb and dirty, right into the value system of the business in our conversation. Roger, come here. I've got two hard drives, right? To be truthful, I'm not sure which one it's on. I think it's on this Max Tor one, right? Okay. I think.
The battery brick.
Well, I'll give you the bricks in a second. Here's the other one, right? I'm sorry to do this now to you. That is intact, isn't it? That one.
Yep.
Right, therefore I have to find the other one, right? Okay, I'm going to finish this audio boo here. That's the end of the audio boo. Maybe more later. Okay, that was a really brief interlude. It lasted about 2 minutes, in which I went into my house, handed over a couple of external hard drives. The reason I'm doing this is that Roger's going to help me to get my Irish epic poem in 33 cantos into an ebook in time for the Dylan Thomas Festival in the 18th of May. I actually want to be able to, in the days before the 18th of May, I want to be able to advertise that the poem I'm going to be comparing and contrasting with Dylan Thomas at that festival is available from Kindle. And I haven't even decided what to charge for it. In other words, do I give it away free? There might be some advantages to that. Or do I charge a token amount? Just particularly that would enable me to get used to the process or learn the process of what the systems that Kindle use or Amazon use and how they result in money going into my bank. I could charge a premium price for it on the grounds that it's being pre-released to people, and if you want it earlier than everybody else, you pay more money than people will pay. And of course, if you wait then till later on, you can buy it cheaper. So I don't know. I'm no expert on this, and there are people out there who are experts, and I would be, you know, of course I would love advice on pricing strategies on ebooks, but that's to be honest, the money, the actual amount of money is not important. I'm not going to get rich selling a book called Irish Epic Poem in 33 Cantos, especially since I've already given it away free in both the audio version and the blog version, and that if somebody really wanted to find it and have it, it's there, and they'll always be able to get it for free. I pull it together into one place in an ebook, and maybe I should charge because of all the time I'll save people if I have it in one place. And just while I'm at it, the version I'll produce for the festival in May is, in my head, a trial version, because I really would like to illustrate it. I'd like to get some cartoonists involved in illustrating an ebook version of it, because the poem itself is very colourful. It's very dramatic. Some fairly horrific things happen in it. Well, it would have to be if it's an epic poem in 33 cantos. That's one less than Dante's work. So it is a rich tapestry of Ireland, as it was in the, as it seemed to me in the autumn of the year when I, in the autumn or fall of the year when I wrote it. Okay, back to today. I'm now driving, going to just quickly to fill you in on what I'm going to do the rest of the day before I pick my daughter up at 2:30 from school and take her into town for her swimming lesson. I'm going to go and meet with Jonathan Ahm in the think tank headquarters in Mount Oval in Cork, which is an ordinary house. In other words, it's a house on a housing estate. And there are now, is it three businesses there? There's a think tank is there, Human and Kind are there, and I'm there. Paul O'Mahony is there. Marketing Right Now, my current business name, is there. So this building has got three businesses there, and actually two of them are, we're going to work on helping the Human and Kind brand to realize its full potential. That's what I'm doing. And that's the subject of another audio boo, probably coming very soon. Human and Kind, by the way, you'll never guess what they do because the name will not tell you, just as you'd never guess if somebody told you there's a company called Apple, you'd never guess what they do. They manufacture and sell cosmetics. Yes, cosmetics that are will make you beautiful, and cosmetics that will make you better, I suppose. But that's another story, and I'm only just, you know, getting into that business as we speak, and as I drive under the River Lee with you. So that'll be the piece of work to do during the day today, and that's quite enough, really. I'm late for a very important date, says he, borrowing Alice in Wonderland. And I'm late for a very important date. So I'm late. I didn't intend to spend as long as I did spend in Cafe Beba. I actually only really wanted to pick Roger Overall's brains about what I could do with the documentary photographs I'd taken yesterday and on, I think it was Friday, when I visited the new headquarters of two clients of mine, plus somebody, a business that I don't know or haven't known until recently. So that's kind of little, in my head, mini Silicon Valley, and one of Cork's mini Silicon Valleys. I better be careful because there are actually some places in Cork that really are like Silicon Valleys, and I don't want to, you know, be too cheeky because I don't know enough about them. But basically, when you get two or three people gathering together, sharing a building, sharing shared services, and you've worked for two of them before, it's quite an exciting place to go and photograph. So the question I have in my mind is, what on earth am I going to do with these photographs? What would be the best way to share them for everyone's advantage? You know, so maybe that's something else I have to get my head around. If you have any ideas on what I could do with a load of photographs which were taken before they moved into their new building and after they moved into their new building, the kind of before after. You know, it could be, of course, that this is, you know, the before and the after, and I carry on photographing these companies for the next 15 years and they grow to be the size of, you know, Apple eventually. This is all preposterous, of course, or else they grow to be just quite big but relatively famous, and I then have these photographs that historians will be interested in, you know, showing, you know, Porrig Hegarty doing something and showing Owen O'Leary doing something, you know, showing Sean Ware and Rory Curtin doing something, you know, and forgive me, the man whose name I can't remember, who's the new man, the new business, name I've forgotten right now, but I'll rectify that when I add tags. Okay, that's it, folks. That's a bit like a slice out of today, a day in the life. I would love you to do the same in relation to your own life and give us an audioboo about what your life is like, just like McColgan, that great Scottish voice, does when he goes out to car boot sales. Bye.